Remember yesterday with a very, very difficult Tosis in Maseches Me'ilah, where Tosis went 10 steps past where anyone else would have gone. Our mindset was, before we created these Tosis, we used the Tosis of Bavitzina, the Tosis of Me'ilah, our mindset was that all of these dinamos, Rav Teshuvim, whether they're presenting as barriers, as Rav Shemaminyans, eventually Kifulis Kabeids, Hakol, Mikol Kol, these are all Chumras Midrabbana Midaraisa. The only rule that really carries the day is with the Raisa Chabitir Batal. So we saw that Tosfos started to chisel away a little bit of that. Tosfos Bava Tzir chiseled away by suggesting that maybe barriers are the Raisa. All right, so that we, you know, we have swallowed by saying, no, put it down on that, full swallow, barrier, okay, get the joke, bad joke, okay, good. Chodesh Adar, appreciate each other. Guys, not even awake enough to appreciate the bad jokes. So Tosfos went halfway and told us that a barrier maybe is not Batal. And even that we had a lot of trouble with. But Tosfos Me'ilah went one step further and said that even Dvam Cheshuv and the Alma are not both the Torah. And the example, at least the one damn Taisus Taisus gave, was the case of Adaya. What in the world prompted Taisus to say such a chudish of word? Well, it's going to be a key to the statement. If that Mila, if the guy had 5 coins in the wallet, probably not 2 coins, that's not the Prussian shot. If I got 5 coins, and 4 out of 5 are chul, and one of them is Kodesh. And Rabbi Akiva says he's in violation of a suffering mitzvah if he takes one of the coins and buys a donut with it. So that's a suffering mitzvah, and you bring a korban, it's a chiyuv deraisa, gavalt, v'ram the bittel, zok toisus, it's not baltok, it's a davar choshev. Atkan de riyat toisus. So Rav Moshe, we already began to discuss yesterday, Rav Moshe raised the red flag of his toisus, ha'i, tochein davar kazeh. The davar choshev is not baltok, the Torah can't be. Again, it's fair, shagumar, it's gittin, and you're not shach, say such a thing. So we obviously have to read something in between the lines of Taisus. What Taisus really meant to say was, it's really not Baltam and Rabbanon. But once Chazal declared that it's not Baltam and Rabbanon, they went one step further. Licked in that takona of not Baltam and Rabbanon is the fact that it's Dino Kentish, though. It means it's like Kentish. If it's like Kentish, it means Midarice, it's not really Kentish. But Midarabonon was Huktosh. Once it's Huktosh Midarabonon, so Kentish is a kind of an area of Halacha a Beis Din has full authority in, because basically to clear whether something is hektish or not is ultimately the moment. It means either it does belong to hektish, does belong to hektish. So once the Beis Din is mafkir the moment, licked in that takona that it's not bottle, is that the mafkir the moment and the moment is not moment hektish, so it's blyped in Isra of the Ila. That's what the Ramesh sticks in, to add that in between the lines of Tosfos, that the real Ila de Araisa is being orchestrated through the vehicle of hefkir Beis Din hefkir. Now, if we want to really get off on topic, not that we would do that, but if we really want to get off on topic, I could be more eager to the following, that just in case you're interested for your own information about Me'ilah, do you think that would create a Chiv Me'ilah, a Chiv Karm Me'ilah? What did Beis Din do exactly? Beis Din was mocked, that licked the takon, Beis Din was mocked that penny to Hektish. Midarayt, it's not Hektish anymore, because it lost the status of Hektish, because it's Batal Barayt. But Midarabanan, because of the Takana of Davar Choshev and Batal, they were mocked at that penny to Hektish. So once it becomes Mamon Hektish, so you're convinced, Mamon Hektish, yeah, Me'ilah, great, right? Right? That's pretty obvious, everybody knows that, right? Once it's Mamon Hektish, it's Me'ilah. Well, not so partial. There is a Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban and Baba Basra about, what if you have a situation where something becomes Mamon Hektish, through some fancy schmancy Dina Mamonis, but no one was machdish of a pen. There was never an official hektish that was done. Normally, how does something become mamon hektish? The normal way to become mamon hektish is through hektish, through being machdish. The Gemara says, "Ami rasul gavok and si rasul hedja." When you machdish something of a pen, that's as if you were meiser at the hedja. The same way that you transfer ownership on something to a davishal hedja by giving it to them, you transfer ownership to hektish by being machdish of a pen. So 99.999% of the time, something becomes Maman Hektish through the vehicle of Hektish Prepet. So Tosfos in Baba Basra says that you could theoretically have Me'ilah even if something became Maman Hektish not through the vehicle of Hektish Prepet. A complicated Tosfos with a kid. It's a whole Chagajin tucked away in the middle of Baba Basra. Tosfos says that the engine that's driving the Chi of Me'ilah is not the Hektish Prepet. Like what's driving the Chiyuv Me'ilah is the Mamon Hektish. So if any shape or form it became Mamon Hektish, so now there's the end of Me'ilah. And the Ramban happens to disagree. The Ramban tucked away in the middle of the Basra says, no, that if something merely is Mamon Hektish, but there was no formal Ish B'Svasa, there was no formal Hektish prepared, it could be Mamon Hektish to take the Torah, that's not Me'ilah. So this Tosfos, if Ramesh is right, in this Tosfos in Me'ilah, that the vehicle that's driving the engine that's driving the chi of carbon me'ilah is the hektish of the hefker beis and hefker. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that a beis and a gadol sat down one fine day and said, we're hereby machdish this coin? First of all, how in the world could they do that? It didn't even happen yet. You could only be machdish something where it's here. What did beis din do? Beis din weren't machdish this coin. There was no hektish. The Rosh Sanhedrin didn't get up and say, I'm hereby machdish the coin of that nutcase who got his coin mixed in with the other coins. You think beis din did that? Very unlikely. What did Beis Din do? Beis Din just said, well, we're going to hereby declare that it's not Batel, and part of that takana is we're going to transfer ownership. We're going to invoke the principle of Hefker Beis Din Hefker to transfer ownership. So this Adama that became Hektish through the vehicle of Hefker Beis Din Hefker without a formal Hagdasha B'Peh, it's a low Pashuk that there's Mila on this. The only reason why it's Pashuk that there's Mila on this is because Tais L'Shitasa. Because according to Moshe's reading of this Taisa in Ilul Chaf Aleph, this is part of a theory of Taisa that existed above Basra. If one would have disagreed with that theory in Taisa, and one would have insisted on you need Hektish repair, then the whole Moshe's pshat would self-destruct. Just in case anyone's interested, that's just a sword. That's not the main thrust of the sword. That's just something that came to me last night. I was thinking about this Taisa a little bit more. I realized that this Taisa in Ilul is only part of Taisa's theory in above Basra. Again, it's terrible. Enough of that. Good. That's a regular story. So Moshe said that what's really happening here is almost like a multi-step process here. That Chazal Misakin that Bevachoshev in a bottle, with Midir Abonim, okay? That is forcing us to say, Hefker Beis Din Hefker, that it's still Hekdish. And Mimela, what's going to result? Mi'ila on a level of what? On their eyes, on their eyes. And that's really what's happening between the lives of Tosis. So we asked the Kasha yesterday. Who remembers the Kasha yesterday? What was the overkill of Ramosha? What? Abazoi, an e-bittel with the Rabbanan, a menias bittel with the Rabbanan, can create an e-lderaisa through the vehicle of Hefkebez and Hefker. How come it didn't accomplish that same feat by Dovashiation of Atirin, which Taisa said the Pharisee doesn't do? That was the beginning of the Taisa. So Manishtana, the e-bittel of Dovashesh Tvatirin, in contrast to the e-bittel of Dovachoshev. That's where we left off yesterday. So Ramosha, to explain this phenomenon, this Tantos, has developed for us the Yisrael, how you say this, we just barely touched on the end of the Shea yesterday. Not all e-bittulim, e-bittel means lack of bittel, in Keshe. Not all e-bittels, another fine, very, very grammatically correct word, not all e-bittels are created equal. Sometimes the dover that has ibitul, so that's not this ba'afel mid the rabbanon. What it means is that chazamu mafkiyah the dimitul. Means this is not batel. It's bechlal not batel. And sometimes Chazal said it's batel mitam achevtz it's batel, but you as a gavra have no right to rely on the dimitul. The bittul's there. Mitzad achevtz the bittul's there. But you as a gavra can't rely on that bittul. Zok gemoshen. Makes any sense to say that when something is in a bottom of the Rabbanon, Hefke Beis and Hefke says now it's Hektish, and it's Hektish as it's Hektish that was Mil Deraisa. That's true when Chazal were Mafkia the what? When Mafkia the Dinbitl, that means it's still here. It means that Ayin is still here. Even with the Rabbanon, the Hefts is still here because it was never really this bottom, and the Rabbanon with the Klein's not bottom. But the nature of the Takanas HaChamim was that the Bittul is Chal, even post in the Rabbanon, the Bittul is Chal. If the Bittul is Chal, what is that saying? What's that telling us of the Bittul is Chal? Even with the Rabbanon? It means it's what? It means it's what? It's not here anymore. It's even with the Rabbanon, Hektesh Nepach Lios Chulim. Even with the Rabbanon, it's not here. Oh, what? You, as a person, are not supposed to avail yourself of this Heter of Bittul. For Chazal had 100 different agendas. They had a million reasons why they didn't want you to rely on Bittul. But mitzad the chavtz is batel. How in the world could the chavtz be batel? Means it's a shame chulin on it. And in the same breath say, oh, by the way, it's hektish. Midrabon is hektish. What are you joking? Are you kidding? No, it's not. Even midrabon is not hektish. Even midrabon is chulin. So the only time this equation goes, this sequence of events can take place, that's only when we're dealing with an eino batel, which is tachan, eino batel, mitzad chavtz. But when the eino bittul is mitzad gavra, because it really is batel, so this whole chain of events doesn't get off the ground. That's Ramosha's big breakthrough in this tshuva. Anyone saw it inside? This is what Ramosha says? So now, what's the million-dollar question? How would you know, how would you identify whether a particular din derabbanan of Ein Gittel is a din in the Gav or din in the Tefach? That's the real question. Ultimately, everything's going to hinge upon that. So now you have to go case by case of Dvarim She'enam and Tehillim and derabbanan and analyze wherein lies the problem. Is it a chisaron in the Etzem HaBittel with derabbanan Tachan HaBotel? Or it's just the Zaitik din, it's a din stadi, it's a tangential problem Mitzad HaGav. So how would you know? How would you know which is which? So you have to ask yourself, well, what was the agenda of Chazal? What did Chazal not really want to happen? What was Chazal worried about? So let's go to a Dvar Mechashuvim, right? If I were to ask you, Rabbi Sari, what's the nature of the Takana that Dvar Mechashuv is not Bottom? Again, according to most of the Rishonim, Dvar Mechashuv is always Bottom and Atera. But with the Rabban, it's not. What kind of Takana was that? What's so strange about the Din Rabban? What did Chazal want? If the Torah says it's Batal, it's Batal. So what's wrong? This Takana Sacham, the Devarim Chashuv and Abatal. We're spending half the year on Chaticha Ruskabed, and Barriers, and Devarim Dominions, and Devarim Chashuv, and Balei Chaim. I'll list a mile long of Devarim Chashuvim, different kinds of Devarim Chashuvim, and different Machbalik semester. What is Devarim Chashuvim? Not Devarim Chashuvim. Nuances. The whole parasha of Devarim Chashuvim and Abatal. What was bothering Chazal? Why did Chazal institute this whole thing altogether? To rephrase this question, what's the Ke'en D'Araisa of Devar Choshev? Chazal do not make Dinim D'Rabbanan in a vacuum. There's something that's Ke'en D'Araisa of Devar Choshev. What is it? When do we find something that ultimately undoes Bittul? What's the ultimate destruction of Bittul? The biggest poison to Bittul? Nicker. We've seen Nikr time and time again. We've seen it. Nikr is a din d'araisa. Kulei alma with pligi. That if you have three salamis, and they all three have their labels on. Two say Abel's and Haim, and one says, what's the thing again? Boar's head, right? So nobody in a million years would ever say that there's going to be bitul. What's Nikr ha'isr? What's shaykh bitul Nikr ha'isr? It's crazy. Even though the law of a bitul is from Dayanim, which is, of course, Nika, but we already know, we already did, we worked on that already, right? Sukkot HaBeis, right? Didn't we talk about that 100 times? Okay, so we already know the answer to that question. But the Ikaron, Nika HaIsr, is the mamash, the Yisayid HaYisayid, this in Ibitul, is Nika HaIsr. Now, we've seen Nika HaIsr take on new lives. We've seen a whole new application, very, very creative understandings of Nika HaIsr. Well, Marshall, who's going to give me some creative Nikra Issers on the level of Der Isa? We saw who created, who took Nikra Issa and went flying with it. Which Rishonim? He's good Chazar, guys. You have to Chaz. Everything's got a whole picture over and over and over again. The Rashba by the Sukh of Tamkika, that was his breakthrough. The whole Sukh of Tamkika Der Isa is a parish of Nikra Issa because the Fihatam, Sukh of Eo, remember that, okay? Which other great Rishon took Nikra Issa and went flying with it all over the place? The Rosh, the Nikra Isser of statistics, and said, well, the numbers aren't in your favor anymore. That's also a gather Nikra Isser. But Nikra Isser, those are all Dinim Nikra Isser. So you see that Nikra Isser is Lav Dafka. Nikra Isser is Lav Dafka when it's that Nikra Fiha Inayim. The Rishonim extended it to other cases as well. When you have something that's not Botel, because it's a Dovah Choshev. You know what Dovah Choshev means? Although mid-arise it's not nikar, what makes us treat it as nikar, mid-rabbanan? The chashiva shabai. You can't close your eyes to a davar choshev. If you know that this davar asr is the babcha, you know this davar asr is the davar shabinin, you know this davar asr is the berry, this davar asr is the chol iskabin, you know that it has qualities, characteristics of chashiva to it, the takadis hachamun was that mid-rabbanan, we have to treat this as nikar isr. Because a davar choshev, it's chashivuso creates hakeirus. Again, not mid the raisa like the rashi, not mid the raisa like the rashes, the rashes chayz v'neir, but mid the rabbanon chazal misakte the chashiv is dino kir nikar isa. That's the nature of the takona. Who's going to give me a raya that that's the nature of the takona? That the takona of the chashiv is basically a stating that mid the rabbanon it's dino kir nikar. Who has a raya for that? Give me a raya from a rishon for that idea. But whenever you have a davar choshev that's not batel, it's not just stam a takana biyama, but the very essence of the takana is that it's treated like a davar hanikar. give you a hint. It's not that long ago that we discussed this. Man nafkamina mid deraisa, whether something is nikra or not nikra. So we had one nafkamina lagabi bittul. What is another nafkamina deraisa, whether something is nikra or not? According to some rishonim. What? Kavua, according to Tosfos. Remember Tosfos' whole theory about kavua? Tosfos had the beit kasha last sugya. Why isn't every bittul kavua? What did Tosfos answer? No, you got it wrong. The parasha of kavua was only when what? When it's nikra. So that chilu between nikra versus not nikra is playing out in the sugya of kavua. That's not a sugya bittul. That's not a bittul. When I find a piece of meat on the floor and there are stores that are kosher, not kosher, that has zero to do with bittul. It's not a tarayvus b'chlal. That's a what? Kavua is always a what? It's always azlina basaruba. It's the other din of rov. The din of rov that the Gemara has. The bittul barov, that's part of acharam mahathas, that was Rashi's einfalt in gittin afkan gimel. That was Reb Chaim Shtukl Torah. The original mokarin chazal, the original statement of Chazal that Rove is derived from Acharam Mahathas, I was talking about in Azlina Basarubo. When you have a latest Sophic, I find the piece of me, I don't know where it came from. That was the comparison to Acharam Mahathas. Remember this? Does it bring back memories? Hopefully it should, okay? They asked the Yosef Meach, how come the Rabbi Chavur never forgets anything he learns? Everything he always knew. So the Meach said the Rabbi Chavur did not have such a good memory. A good memory, maybe. Decent memory. He didn't have such a bizarre photographic memory. So why did he never forget anything? So the Samech says, because Chazal says, Sam shichal yid beis chedesh. So it means anything that you've learned within the last year, it's understood that that's partial. Of course you remember what you learned. To have a gavaldic memory means I remember something I learned 10 years ago. Something that I learned in the last year, that's just regular memory. Sam shichal, it's Sam shichal. So the Rabbi Shavu was such a master that he chaz a kol Torah kula every year. So he never passed, there was never any point of Torah that he hadn't seen in the last year. So that wasn't indicative of any supernatural memory. So it's all real. We just keep on saying the same things. We keep on Knechir, Shtikot Torah, Hirshvat. So it's all the same. It's not great memories. This is, we've been talking about the same stuff for the last 8 months. So what are we talking about now? Oh, yeah. So Kant Toizen says that on a level of the Araisa, Toizen says that there's a parasha of Nika versus not Nika. There's a chilek, there's a distinction of Nika versus not Nika, which impacts Anuchas Kavua. And it's in that spirit that Tosfos discovered there's a thing called Kavua Midirabbanan. Remember the Gemara Pesach by the mouse with the chametz, right? So there's a din of Kavua Midirabbanan, says Tosfos. So that din of Kavua Midirabbanan, why is that Kavua? What do you mean it's Kavua? What's for Kavua? Why do we call it Kavua? It's not Nika. What's the answer? No, it is. What's the case of Kavua Midirabbanan? Not the case of the mouse. That was the bad case. What's the case of Kavua Midirabbanan? What's the Kavua Midirabbanan that Taisa said? The what? When the Gemara says, Balechayim Achashuvim, what did Taisa teach that to mean? Taisa says, Balechayim Chashuvim means that since Midirabbanan, it's Adavachoshuv, and Midirabbanan we treat it as being Nikr. That's what Taisa said. So Midirabbanan, we're going to have to call this Kavua. Midiraisin is not Kavua because it's not Nikr. So we change the standards of Nikr, of Hakeira, on the level of the Rabbanan. So what do you see, Klosh Taisa? That the Takon of Adavachoshuv in a bottle is not just a Takon of Bialma. The Takon is that Midirabbanan is Dina Kimikr, therefore Chachstaf Kimin is Ladina. Therefore, there's no Bittel, Midirabbanan, and there's also Kavua, albeit Midirabbanan. That was the Taisus, right? Beferish Taisus. So, Kzakhtar Moshe, you see from this whole Yisoid, this Pasha, that the Takonis Acham, the Rebbe Chosher, is in a Bokbel, that's a Din in the Chavtza, that we're treating it like it's Nikr. So, there's no Bitla Bechlal. There's no Bitla in the Chavtza, that's Nikr, albeit Midirabbanan. Once there's no Bitla, albeit Midirabbanan, then Hefka Bezin, Hefka can kick in. Once Hefka Bezin, Hefka kicks in, then the Mela, they could be Me'ila on a level of their eyes. That was a Moshe's breakthrough. But Dovah Sheish Matirin parts away, he says. Dovah Sheish Matirin, what does Chazal want with Dovah Sheish Matirin? What's the problem with Dovah Sheish Matirin? What's the big deal with Dovah Sheish Matirin? Come on. If I would ask an average kid, before he learned the rhymes in the Dharma, I'd ask him, so tell me, why is Dovah Sheish Matirin filled with Yassel Balta? What would you say? What would be your initial reaction? What do you have to rely on Bittul? Why rely on Bittul? Wait it out a little bit. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means, is it fundamentally Bittul? What's the answer? Of course it's Bittul. Oh, what? You as a gavra shouldn't be noig bittel. Why? Because we don't like being noig bittel. Whether you like the body of shulchan's razzle dazzle shtickle tar from it's a gazer if people are going to take you sure lightly. Whether you say kipshuto rashi, that somehow it still doesn't smell right to rely on bittel. Those are dinim in the gavra, not dinim in the chavtze. The chavtze be atzmuso is bottle. It's bottle with the rice. It's bottle with the rabbanon. Therefore, zaktir Moshe, the chumrah the rabbanon of davar sheish matir is not the same as the chumrah the rabbanon of a day of being a davar chashuv. Because the chumrah the rabbanon of davar sheish matir only speaks to the gavra, but the chavtze's bottle, abazoy the chavtze's bottle, memelah. What's shaykh to say hefkebez hefketz hektish? What do you mean hektish? It's not here. It's bottle. It's command the leisa. It's isin epachlios het. It's kachim epachlios chulin. It's chulin gemurim. So what do you mean we're going to make a takonas chacham to be ma? What do we makdish from chulin for? We're only makdish things where the chetz is not bottle with the rabbani. Here the chetz is bottle with the rabbani. So that zokibosh. That's the beer in Tosis. Everyone read the Tosis of Ila. Everyone chapped, right? Who in a million years would have read this Tosis like Ramosha? But Ramosha had to say this shot because otherwise Tosis is mamish tanyim there against the Gemara Gittin that says that the Gemara Chashuv ma bottle in a Torah. That's what Moshe's been. Rabbi Sai, could we take this Tosfos and go one step further? So the answer is we could. If we just open up a Kesef Mishnah, which I didn't put on the Maamar Kavos. Can anyone guess what the Kesef Mishnah says? Kesef Mishnah Duchas Me'ila. Anyone have a Kesef Mishnah Duchas Me'ila? Ramam. Can you run and get me a Ramam? You know where it is in my office? You'll find it. It's bottle burek. Okay? Have a chash. Nothing but chash in Kesef Mishnah.
According to the Ron, that Dabar Sheish Matir is...
Wait! Hang in there for the punchline. Don't ruin the suspense.
Is everything that's fit together? Because it's Tosos now...
It's all the same theory. Eagerly awaiting the return. We're stalling until we get there. Yeah.
Can you be back to something for 30 days?
That's too complicated. Tomorrow's in the dark, too complicated. Maybe. Too complicated. I think the hillman finds the Kesef Mishnah. He comes in. He's like the old star Rambams. Good old Rambams, yeah. Like we used to read Rambams. Reb Chaim gave the Rav a Rambam for his Bar Mitzvah as a gift. He inscribed it. Today, no one would even read those Rambams because they don't have Frankel Rambams. You couldn't even find anything in them, but that was the old style Rambams. Listen to the Kesef Mishnah. Me'atzmai, he asked this kasha. Vim Toimar in Perek Zayin Lachavav. V'lifto beruba. It's like a new kasha. Let the money shall hektesh be batel merayv. Yesh loyma is a Kesef Mishnah. The dovish yesh the matirin hu. It's a dovish yesh the matirin. There was that bottle. I don't think the Kesef Mishnah had this Tosfos in the Ilah. I don't think so. I don't know. You know the Shas Vilna, with these Tosfos, not Shas Vilna, it wasn't even Vilna yet, but I mean the original printing of these Tosfos in the Shas was around the same time as the Kesef Mishnah, so there were loads of Tosfos flying around. I don't know whether the Kesef Mishnah had this Tosfos, because he doesn't even quote it. So v'im time by v'lifto baruba, yeshlomu d'dov sheish l'matirinu. Inami, madbeya choshev lo batil. So what did the Kesef Mishnah just do? He just took the Mechur Shikha Tosfos and went even past the Mechur Shikha Tosfos. Because the Mishnah gives, it depends, but now he didn't have this Tosfos, he didn't see this Tosfos. That you can't have the Kesef Mishnah responsible for Tosfos, the Ilah Chafal for days, they probably never saw. So says the Kesef Mishnah that he was mechaving to the Kashi of Tosfos, he's mechaving to one of the Tirits of Tosfos, and he's mechaving to the Tirits that Tosfos what? The Tosfos rejected. And he's saying it independently too. The Hillel of Yosef Karo independently is saying this Teretz, that the reason why Tapopo is Eidi Shlomo Davishesh Shlomatirim. So Kumtra Moishin says that this Kesef Mishnah is Pilei Ploim even worse than the Tosfos. Why is it even worse than the Tosfos? Because it's Lo Yitochein Lagid Davar Kezeh, the Davishesh Matirin is a Din Deraisa. Gemara Platon, like Befeir, says Davishesh Matirin is a Chubba Midirabonim. So how in the world can the Kesef Mishnah say this? What's the answer, says Rabbi Yishya? Kesef Mishnah must be buying into what? Into my theory also. That just because something is not bottle only Midirabonim, that doesn't preclude the possibility of Mi'ilu D'Araisa through the vehicle of Hefka Bezin Hefka. But where is the Kesef Mishnah parting ways with Tosfos Mi'ila? That whereas the Tosfos Mi'ila drew a line of distinction between the Chumra D'Rabbanan of Davar Chashav, that they were willing to accept a Mi'ilu D'Araisa on, over on Davar Shesh Matirin, even the Balei Tosfos said the buck stops here. The Kesef Mishnah says, no, it doesn't. That everything, even the D'Rabbanan of Davar Shesh Matirin, can be subject to Hekdesh D'Araisa, to Mi'ilu D'Araisa. According to Rav Moshe's theory, how in the world does that make any sense? Isn't the Chumra D'Rabbanan of Davar Shesh Matirin just a din in the Gav and not a din in the Chavtza? What's the answer according to Kesef Mishnah? No, it's not. It's a din in the Chavtza also. It's a chisaron in the Chavtza as well. So all of a sudden, we now have a brand new machlokes. In the worldview of Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe's eyes are looking at the sugya. We now have a major machlokes between a Tosfos and a Kesef Mishnah as to the Chumra D'Rabbanan of Davar Shesh Matirin. Is this a Chavtza Tikadin or is this a Gavra Tikadin? And what do you think that depends on? Do you think that the Chumra D'Rabbanan of Davar Shesh Matirin and Filvi Yafla Batil should be Gavra oriented, like Tosfos Mi'ila, and therefore the buck stops here and you can't use Davar Shesh Matirin to create the Hekdesh D'Araisa? Or are you willing to go to the ultimate extreme and Mamash literally almost fall off over the cliff and say that everything is D'Araisa? Even Davar Shesh Matirin could create Mi'ila D'Araisa. How can I do that? Just to say Davar Shesh Matirin is a Din D'Araisa, that's absurd. It's against the Mars. So what's the answer, Baisai? That clearly Kesef Mishnah was entertaining the possibility without Teretz, that Davar Shesh Matirin is ain't a bottle with the Rabbanan, but it's a Chisoyin in the Chavtza also, and therefore the whole Shtichot, the whole timeline, the whole sequence of events, but why should the Kesef Mishnah be convinced that Shu and Tosfos Mi'ila was an Olal Hadas to say such a thing? But the answer is Zach said it already. It all boils down to something we spoke about 100 times, namely, why is Davar Shesh Matirin in a bottle? Why is the Davar Shesh Matirin in a field of the bottle? According to Rashi's Beer and Bates, so what's the answer? What's the answer? What? Because Ashtachlev, Yistachlev, that's a din in the what? Only din in the Gavra. Which great Rishon would have us believe that Davar Shesh Matirin in a field of the bottle is a din in the Chavtza? It's a Kain Deraisa the Chavtza. Who is that? That's the obvious. The Ran. What was the Ran's whole theory about Davar Shesh Matirin? That Davar Shesh Matirin is felt. It's chaser. It's lacking in bittul. You know why? Because it's missing what magic word? Hitnagdud. Hitnagdud is a din deraisa. How you define Hitnagdud based on the physical reality, based on the lach reality? That was the old machlokes of Yudin Derabbanan. But says the Ran, the Ran's breakthrough in the Dharma days is that the din Derabbanan that we have as Man Hazev, Davar Shesh Matirin, is a throwback to chesroinus in the etzim of bittul midaraisa. Midaraisa is not true. Midaraisa, we paskin that there's bittul because this is also this is mutter. But since the davar also is not so osur, it's davar sheish matirin, since it's not so osur, it's too close for comfort, it's felt, it's missing in hitnagdut, but it's missing in hitnagdut, what is that? That's not in the kavra, what is that? That's a chesroinus in the chesroinus, means this bittul is not really bittul. It means midirabbanan, we're not comfortable with this bittul. And since midirabbanan, we're not comfortable with the bittul, the chavtza is still intact with the rabbanan. And if the chavtza is still intact with the rabbanan, what sequence of events can kick in? This whole timeline, hefke beis and hefke, mi'ilu d'araisa, etc. And that's why the Kesef Mishnah was willing to go even one step past the Tosfos. I'm sorry, Rav Moshe, Mamasha, godless goyness, shiva goyness. So, Rabbi said, we're not even learning this, we're learning this in your barrier. So we just learning Beria Daf Kuf and Chul, a simple line that came out, Beria Shiny. So we thought that the Pashas is its only Midirabon, and that's what the Rizvah told us. We had that Tosfos tucked away in Bamitzia that says Beria is Deraisa. We thought, no, it's a Halbatzara, because maybe that's a Rachman Achshavei, But other things, to say chashivas past that point, we thought that was very, 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 very difficult to say. We bumped into a Tosfos in Ilah that seemed to say it. We said, nah, Tosfos probably didn't say it. I, in the process of understanding what Tosfos does or doesn't say it, Ramesh introduced to us the two different paths in terms of Dinim D'Rabbanan, how to understand that the Chesed is in the Gav and the Chetzah. And we saw that even within the Dinei Ibitum with the Rabbanan, such as Davash Matirin, one could say it in one of two ways. Okay, so we just sidetracked a little bit, but we have to get back to that very soon.
Wouldn't Tosfos be nervous because you're Mechadu Korban? That's what forces says Milo D'Oraisa. Wouldn't the Rambam, are you forced into Milo D'Oraisa camp? Because the Rambam just says it's Mal, if you're going to say it that way.
No, because the Rambam is does possibly be Akiva.
Right, so couldn't we say it's Milo D'Rabbanan then? And the Kesef Mishnah saying that is just saying it's D'Rabbanan anyway, because the whole Mehil is only D'Rabbanan, because we're not Chayav.
Right, so Ramesha is Nachas Lekach. Ramesha talks about that a little bit, and it's true. But the other option in that text is right. Pashup Shana Rabbi Akiva is probably not that. Right. Ramesha does talk about that, it's true. Just as an aside, before we get back to that studio, Beria, I think after Milo Dina, I told some of the guys around here, I think after Milo Dina whether Batbey is not bottle or not. They don't really care. Places of Bechadish that Batbey is a Nebuchadnezzar, which we don't have any mocha for that. We had a Rashi in Erechin that says for care. So Chatzin HaFemina possibly as follows. I go to a supermarket in the middle of the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael, or in America for that matter, and maybe selling some paper Shemitahs. So I go into a supermarket, and I buy a container of eggs for how much is eggs cost? I don't know. Three shekel, fine. So I give a 10 shekel, and the guy gives me back 7 shekel of coins. Okay, what's the problem? Where were those coins used before? How did the store owner get those coins? Because somebody, a few minutes before, came in and bought some tomatoes, a shmita, bought some apples, a shmita, bought some oranges, a shmita, and he paid with the coins. What happens when you pay for perishvias with coins? The kedusha now doesn't leave the perishvias, but it is nitvas on the coins. So those coins have kedusha shvias to them. What are you supposed to do with them? You have to, anything that has kedusha shvias in terms of coins, anything you purchase with those coins has to be eaten before the Shas HaBior of the original item that are conditioned to. So you theoretically have a couple of shkol, you have a couple of 1 and 2 shekel pieces in your pocket now that have to be used to buy peiros that have to be consumed before the Shas HaBior of the original oranges from 10 minutes before. That's a big problem. That's a big, big, big challenge. Now, if you're shopping in Malchus Yisrael, it's probably not such a big challenge because probably all the fruit and vegetables here don't really have kedusha shviyas, either because they're coming from Goyish places and they're assuming that there's no kedusha shviyas, so they're coming from chutzlaretz, whatever different cheshbonos they're assuming, whether rightfully so or wrongfully so. But if you're going to a regular supermarket that, let's say, for argument's sake, is relying on hetter mechira, and you don't want to rely on hetter mechira, if you're relying on hetter mechira, then you don't have kedusha shviyas. But if you don't want to rely on hetter mechira, so then it turns out that lefi dvarecha, you have coins and have kedusha shviyas in your pocket. Most people do not want to deal with that. So they have to assume the following, that most of the coins in the store are probably what? Probably not used for perishvias unless it's a fruit store. If it's a fruit store and you just went in to buy a bottle of water, so then, yeah, you have a big problem. So if it's not a fruit store and most of the stuff in the store is probably not perishvias to it, so then maybe those coins that are perishvias will what? Will buckle the road. About the barov, so you can assume it's okay, unless you hold like taxes in the middle of the coins are not bought because they're banned from the chasher. You got to scratch your head on that one, okay? They're for this reason that many people during Shemitah year, when they go into stores that they're not necessarily comfortable with their standards of Shemitah, what will they do? They'll do one of two things. Either they won't take change, right? Or they'll put in a credit card. Okay? In case you're interested. Okay, there are people who will not put in that. They don't want change from Shemitah stores. Okay, back to that story. All right. So we have a barrier problem, right? So barrier is definitely not bottled barov, because the Mishnah says kulam asuros, and Tosfos puts in a word the top of kufin aleph, very shiny. The afil be aleph lo batil. Tosfos said, and by the way, it's a afil be aleph lo batil. Does anyone disagree? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says that it's not bottled barov. Lift the baruba, no barrier shiny. It's not bottled barov. Vish date that it's a fill the also bottle. So Tosfos said, well, the Lashon HaMishnah sounds like Kul Nasuro. Sounds like there's no cutoff point. So who's the Bar Plukta of Tosfos? Come on. Who's the original Bar Plukta of Tosfos? From days gone by? The Rabbi Beis then obviously is the Bapuk to this day. So why? Chazar, not Chazar. It's just within 12 months. No, what did Rabbi Beis say? Pause for a second. What prompted the Rabbi Beis to say anything? He was stuck with the Gemara back in Sadi Zion. What did the Gemara ask in Sadi Zion? The Gemara is talking about Beitza. The Gemara says that Beitza is Beshishim. The Gemara says, what do you mean Beitza is Beshishim? What? Beitza doesn't what? Doesn't have any taste. There's nothing to it. Right? The Gemara says, no, how come I skied it's a Beitza? It's what? It's got a little afro, a little chicken side. But if it would just be a Beitza, a ball, let's say from an ostrich egg or something, a Beitza from a tray from a bird, so that wouldn't be a problem. The only reason why it's a problem of Tom is because it has a little afro, a little meat inside the egg. So Frekti Rabbi Beis Din, why did the Gemara even ask this kasha? All the Brisa said, all the statement was Beitza B'shishim. Maybe that's talking about Bitl what? Bitl Gufa Beitza, not Bitl Tam. How did the Gemara know we're making an omelet out of 60 eggs? Maybe it's talking about got a basket of 60 eggs. That was the kasha of the Rabbi Beis Din. So what did he say? Oh, he said that would not have been good. That would not have been a good okimt in the statement of Beitz and Beshishim. Why? Because we all know a Beitz is a what? A Beitz is a beria, and therefore that would not be acceptable. So Frech the Alpha Rabbi Beitz on himself, wait a second, I'm telling you a story that a Beitz is a beria. No, what's the kasha? One Beitz to raise a cup and try to figure out why does the Braisa say that a Beitz is the elephant is also. The Gemara's trying to figure out why is that true. So the Gemara thought first maybe it's talking about a what? It's talking about a Beitza Shinol de Miyantif, Dov Shesh Matira. The Gemara says, maybe yeah, maybe no. And then the Gemara says, what's another reason why? That maybe it's a Dov Shesh Minyan. The Gemara says, is it a Dov Shesh Minyan? Not a Dov Shesh Minyan. Back and forth, do people buy eggs by the dozen? Do people pay for buy the bags? I told the story about what happened in Washington Heights, right? When we were learning here at Daya, the guy was learning with said to me, he was walking down St. Nicholas, and he saw a guy selling a bag of eggs. Not a box, not a carton, but a bag of eggs. So he asked the guy, how many eggs are in there? The guy said, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how many. He said, I'll sell you a bag of eggs. So he was so excited, he says, well, that means from the door, that eggs are not a Dovah Shemini. They sell them with the bag also. So the character is that Washington Heights is buckled back to the rest of the world. They're not convey, it's not convey a minig of Bishmei Atzmai. Maybe it is. So Frekti Avra Bezin on himself, Rav Bezin was the shver of the Ravi, he was the Ravi's father-in-law. So the Rav Bezin. So he asked himself, according to what I'm telling you, that a Beitz is a beria, why didn't the Gemara just say, in Beitz, the reason why Beitz is not bottle, because it's a beria. Why do we drain a cup of Shem Minyan? Just call it a beria. What's the answer? Because the Braisa says, a filu what? Filu the elf will bottle, and beria is a bottle bell. There's no halacha that a beria is never bottle. It means a beria is not usually bottle, but it's not that it's never bottle. It is bottle, it's some magic number. Now, we have no idea what the magic number is, but we know that it must be what? It's got to be less than 1,000, right? We don't know what the number is. We're not sure. We have no idea what the number is. But it's got to be both. So that was the Rabbi Beis Din told Shibbutai. And again, we spent so much time in this. Why did we speak more about this Rabbi Beis Din this year? Because why did he ask the question altogether? This is Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish is Barov. Not B'Shishim, right? We spoke about this, the Rambam, Rashman. We spent a lot of time in this Rabbi Beis Din. So the Rabbi Beis Din is the Baplukta of this Taisus. The Taisus by us says, Barius and a Batela for the Elef. And the Rabbi Beis says, no, it's not true. Elif is okay, and somewhere below Elif is probably also okay. So on this one, the Rabbi Beis Din is not alone. There are other Rishonim who side with him. And which Rishonim side with the Rabbi Beis Din? If there is a Shita Bittul for Beria. The Beria is not, never, ever, ever bottle. Which Rishonim side with him? The Rash in Mishnayos, and the Rash Kotzi Yeshom, which by referencing to the Rash. Why is the Rashi in Mishnayos talking about this topic? Because he's saying a pshat. His job was to write a Perush of Mishnayos and say to Zeroyim. So the Rash wrote a Perush of Mishnayos and Zeroyim and Taurus. It wasn't really Perush of Mishnayos. It was like Tosfos. The Rash was in the Baalei Tosfos. He's the Talmud of the Ri. So he's the Rash from Tosfos. Tosfos goes to Rash, but it's not the Chiddush of Rash that we know. The Rash was in Spain, according from the Rash. The Pshum Shem and Avram. So the Rash wrote a whole Perush of Mishnayos with Taurus, with Tupul, with Tosfos on Zeroyim and Taurus. So there's a Mishnah in Trumas that speaks about a Taroves of fish, and it gives some bizarre number, some wild number off the charts. What's the number?
960.
960. That if this particular fish, some kind of a shadow of a Taroves, it's bottled in 960. So the Rosh says, I'm checking my numbers over here. I'm checking my Bittul charts. I have Bittul Barov, I heard of. Bittul Bashishim, I heard of. Bittul Bamei, I heard of. Bittul Bamasayim, I heard of. Bittul Afilu B'Elfo, Batla, I heard of. I never heard an honor of it. I don't know where it comes from. So he says, it must be that's the Shia for Dabach Hashiv. That's the Shia for Dabach Hashiv. For what? For Beria. The fish must be a Daktami. So it's a Beria. So it's a Beria. It must be that the Shia Bittul is not a Tzidu. Where did that number come from? Where did Chazal make up that number? Anyone do the math? Rishon quote that tradition. Where did that magic number come from? It's such a high number, but it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't correspond to anything. It's Shishim times what? Times 10. That's only 600. Plus Shishim times 6. Why times 6? Because you have to take like the number. It's almost like Shishim times Shishim. Right? Because you have to take, but you don't really do Shishim times Shishim. You do Shishim times the two numerals in the different columns. So you do Shishim times 10, so it gets you to 600. And then Shishim times 6 is 360. If you did Shishim times Shishim, what would the number be? What, 60 times 60? 3,000, what? 3,600, right? Right? Shishim squared, 3,600. So that far Chazal didn't do. But they wanted you to be Mishayer, Shishim. They wanted to make it clear that there's a barrier. We mean business here. So they upped the number, and they upped the number to Shishim times 10, and then Shishim times 6, and then add the two together, and you get 960. If that wouldn't have been said in a real Sefer, if you would get up and say that, I would say that is the most silliest gematria nonsense of Shal Shuras I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard plenty of nonsense gematrias in my life. Okay, I mean, the degree of nonsense is beyond belief. The people get up with gematrias and myself and stories. And Lav Dafka, it's not Meduyah, but Odi Shloimer, it's Moli, it's Chasser, it's this. And therefore, that's why this Chasser had to marry this Kala, because they have the same gematria back from Sheshem Ebrish. Okay, good, fine. So, but there's like Shnei Rishayim, so Rishayim said it. Rishayim said it. Rishayim said it. So that's the magic number, 960. So the Rosh says, that's the Shem Bittul, Shem finished. So the Rosh says he doesn't believe it. So the Rosh says, no, I'm serious. That's the Shia Bittul. And I'll bring you Raya. That there's such a Shia Bittul. What's the Raya? The Achbara. Hey, Rabbi Yaisi, be Achbara. It's a fair Shia Shalmi. Rabbi Yaisi, Paskin, the Shia, and Achbara. And he was mavat for the achbar and what? And how much? And approximately 960, give or take. 960. It says the Rosh. It's the Yishom of the Rosh. I have two rayas. I have the Mishnah and Trumas. That's talking about a dat tameh. So the only reason why we'll open up the ante of Bittul is because of Beria. And Hoy Rabbi Yosef Achbar. Achbar is a mouse. So in order to be mavat al miki, we require a Bittul of the Beria. So you need 960. Sure. So what's happening with the Bittul Achbar and the Yerushalmi and the Bittul Adagam Tebeiv and Terumas, it's all the same story. So basically the Shia is 960. That's the magic Shia, which is just shy of Elif, which is not bad. Not bad. Comes to Rosh and says he doesn't believe either one of these two statements. So how you dvar me on either one of these two statements? Why? What's wrong? Says the Rosh, first of all, the Mishnah Terumas is not even talking about Bittul of a dab tummy. It says dab tummy. It's talking about what? The tzir of a dab tummy. It's talking about there's a particular fish that's giving you a very, very strong brine. And the tzir of a dab tummy is treif. We already know that Bittul b'shishim is not an absolute. There are exceptions to the rule, but it's not even about the guva dover. It's tam here. So tam kika usually follows shishim, except when? If it has what? When does it not follow Shishim? If it has a very strong Tam. 99% of the time, Shishim is good enough. But if you know that there's Tam, that's a problem. We saw this earlier. What din do we have that's representative of this idea that Shishim is not an end-all? Rashi said. If, let's say, the guy says, let's say, I did a test of Shishim, and Shishim came out Lehetter, and then I went ahead and I tasted it. I'm not about that. Taste the Chaza. What's the din? What does Rashi say? He can't eat it. Time of a bottle. Right? So that Rashi refers. The Gemara Beitz, a milsa avila time, if it will be alpha bottles. If it's avila time of this time, there it's also. Who remembers we had a machloikis? Is that a din derais or din derabanan? We quote a nisa of a heter that says that that's only a chulim din derabanan. Din derais is tachabata, al-bashishim. Who remembers the primogarim in the Rav? So the people got him said the reason why it's Baltimore Torah Tam Kolish, and the Rav said the reason why it's Baltimore Torah is why? Is because it's Rabbi Sheila, because it's a Shia Bittel. Right? Remember? Did we talk about this? But everyone agrees at the end of the day, the Rai said the Rabbanan, if the Tam is there, it's a problem. Says the Rush. That's what's going on in the Mishnah Truma. The Mishnah Truma is not talking about fish, it's talking about fish juices, brines. Very, very stark, a very, very strong fish. You ever eat some really strong fish? You know, the guy who eats kibbish, eats the herring at the kibbish on Shabbos morning, and by Tuesday it's still in his mouth. Everything he eats is still herring taste. So comes the Rush, says, that's what. Says, comes to Russia, that's what's going on in the Mishnah Truma. This has nothing to do with Berry. We're not in the battle, we're not coming here. Hey, Rabbi Yaisi bi Achbara, Rabbi Yaisi Gaval, Tot Kapaskin in Achbara. So you know what the Rush says? He says, the same story. He was Meira, it wasn't an Achbar. He was Mora on a dog, what? On a dog, Tomei. Where did this story take place? An Achbar, a place that was called Mouseville. I mean, it was a place called Achbar. Kasha Lamaisa, why is it called Achbar? It wasn't a mouse. It was a town. Says the Rush, I'll prove to you it wasn't a mouse. It was a town. What's the proof of the Rush? He says, give me a case. I want a case of a mouse that's falling into food that's going to be subject to the din of Niger. I want to hear. Give me a case, please. Someone please present me the case. Draw me a case. Not literally. A mouse falls into my chord. B'manashach. Is the mouse intact or chopped up? If it's intact, so then what? Niker Issa, take it out. If it's chopped up, then it's what? It's not a barrier. So give me a mouse that's mixed into something that's still a barrier. It's mixed into 60 other mice. All the mice are trained. There are no kosher mice. All mice are trained. So I don't understand the case, says the Rush. Give me a case. I don't understand the case. It's a good taina. Especially if you hold like Rashi in the Bezar. Rashi says when the Gemara talks about a mouse, so the Gemara at the end of the Bezar, we talk about this, but the Achbar Shenafel Shichra, right? When the Achbar fell into the beer, so the Gemara differentiates between field mice and house mice. So Rashi says, what's a field mouse? So Rashi says, Samach Kuf Vav of Yud Resh Lamed, a what? A squirrel. I don't know what Rashi's talking about, whether he means ask squirrels or he means field mice, I'm not sure. But it's hard to believe that a squirrel fell into the pot of shulam and you can't tell a little squirrel. And if you can't tell a little squirrel, then it's definitely lost its berryness. I would definitely not eat in your house that Shabbos. But in theory, the Rush says that it's very hard to believe that Achbar means an Achbar, probably just means Mouseville. And therefore, the whole rise of the Rush just fell by the wayside. So the Rush sticks with his opinion that berries attack on that bug will die in Mamash like Tosis. So at the end of the day, it's Machlekes Gedalia Rishonim, Tosis and Asugya, the Rush and Asugya, against the Rav Beis, against the Rash, against the Yesharim and the Rush, who maintain that there is the concept of Dibla Tzandibla. Any Nafkamin Ladina besides eating mice and fish? Tremendous Nafkamin Ladina, huge Nafkamin Ladina. Remember the real barriers? What were the real barriers? The original barriers of Chazal. Bugs. I have a bug. I have very strong reason to believe I have a bug. Now again, why do I believe there's a bug? There's no bug, but it's a kind of a food that most probably has a bug. With a very good chance, halakhically, maybe concerned has a bug here. So I come to your house, and you're serving me food, and I suspect that this food was not checked appropriately for bugs. I'm looking around in the food. I'm looking at the broccoli kugel, and I don't see a bug here. I'm looking around in the soup, it's very dark, and bugs tend to be dark, so I don't see anything here. So my initial reaction is, Baruch Hashem, it's bata bala. Bata baro, I don't even need shishim. You know why I don't need shishim? Why don't I need shishim here? Because bugs tend to not, tend not to taste so great. And therefore, according to many Rishonim, we pass on more paskas, mikra adin, bugs are generally assumed to be a nosin tam with gam, and therefore there's no real din tam kikra on them. So all I have to cheshbe now, as long as they're bata barov, which they clearly can be, unless the guy sent me a bug soup, it's most probably going to be bata barov. So if I see the bug, then I'm in big trouble, and I'm probably not going to want to eat it anyway. He probably won't want to eat it, but I probably don't see the bug. And I'm saying, no, the Rebbe told me there's bugs in it. The guy says, you're crazy. And I said, no, I'm telling you, Bodek said, nah, Bodek should try to make a couple of dollars off you. And we're back and forth. And I'm telling you that there are bugs here. Right? All the kashrut organizations in the world have told you there is a chashash of bugs here. The guy's saying, nah, my grandmother never heard of these bugs. We didn't do this in Europe. So how can I eat the food? So the answer is, Baruch Hashem forbid will arrive. Until what comes to haunt me? Bury a shiny. Bugs in our bottle. Unless the bug was broken up. Now again, if it was thrown through a blender or something and it's mashed up into a million smithereens, so then you're right, then it's not going to be bottled. But not always. Not always did it go through a food processor. So I'm trying to eat this soup. And it's like my romaine lettuce soup. You know, I don't see any bug here. I'm eating this broccoli. I don't see the bug. Can I rely on the barrel? But do I have to touch it for barrier? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can't eat that food. Shulchan Aruch says, I feel the afla bottle. Midraban. Midraisa, maybe you can't, unless you hold like Taizu and Babitzia, but according to the Ritva. Shulchan Aruch says, you can't eat that food because a bug is a barrier, and I feel the afla bottle. Says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, I think we quote this earlier this year. Says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, he says, no one follows this thing, says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, except for the Yechide school of the real, real firm people. Most people are not so careful about this. Says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, you ever look at flour? Go into the summertime and look in your container flour in Europe, says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. Come on. There are loads of bugs in there. Your flour, all flour has bugs in it. You don't see them yet. You know why? Because the eggs haven't hatched yet. Because it takes a long time for the eggs to hatch. But if you leave flour, what is it? If you leave flour out for a long, long time, why does it get wormy and buggy? Where did the bugs come from? They were there all along. It's just that they didn't hatch. It takes a long time for them to hatch. But once they get warm and it stays for a long time, it hatches. It goes back to the hatch. We don't know it doesn't hurt you. But it's not a bug. But once it sounds delicious, right? So once the flour is swarming with bugs, once the flour is, and you have to wash Rosh Chodesh, no? Once the flour is swarming with bugs, so how can you eat it? How can you make bread out of it? So the answer is, well, when I make it into bread, I bake it into cookies, I don't see the bugs anymore. There must be bottle, right? I feel it will be also bottle. Says Rosh and Ibishitz, the minhag ha'olam was to rely on who? On the Rav Beis Din and on the Rash, that a field bialof lobotil is not true by Beria. There is a shiabitil. The shiabitil is 960. It's probably, if you have a big loaf of big challah, it's probably more than 960 of everything else in the challah connected to bugs. We hope and pray. And therefore, even if there's a Beria issue, even if the Beria was still intact, but since you can't find it anymore, it's so mixed up, Ma'ur B'yach and everything else, Kedai who the Rash and the Rabbi Bezin to rely on. Says Yerucha Shulchan. He says that's what the Olam's Noyeg, Lahokil, relying on this Rabbi Bezin and on this Rash. And we apply the principle of Kedai who that's Yochid the Smachel of B'Shas Adchak. There's a Gemara Masechet Nida that says that when you have a Machloikas, even though we don't really follow a certain view because it's a Das Yochid, B'Shas Adchak, you're allowed to rely. Says Yerucha Shulchan, everything's a Shas Adchak, otherwise you can't eat anything. You can't eat either crazy place, or Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz writes, it's efshe to eat fruits and vegetables in the summertime, unless you're relying on the shita. Zoshtet. Before Bodei came along and figured out how to get rid of all the bugs. Zoshtet and Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz says, kimat min hanimna to eat anything in the summertime because of this problem of bugs, and the only thing we can rely on is the fact that the barrier is going to be bottled by 960.
So if you only need real bug, and you have broccoli.
Well, what?
According to Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, it'd be fine to eat broccoli.
If it's 960, can I get the bug? We'd be okay. Right.
I thought you said rove, because
it's... No, because it's still... No, that's midaraisa, that's rove, but then midarabon, it's still a barrier. It has to be bottled. Right. Now, according to this, assuming that the bugs are not nikar, which is also a loaded question, because if it's nikar, then it's never going to be bottled midaraisa. Assuming that's not nikar, assuming how do you define nikar as nikar according to experts, nikar according to Tom, Dick, and Harry, maybe to get back to Kfela, so yeah. We got a lot of work to do tomorrow. Anyway, guys, enjoy lunch today, okay?